Man, it's been fun. Obviously, I'm still settling in. But I think just gelling with the guys, I mean, it's never too early to kind of, start building some camaraderie and just getting a feel for your guys, especially on the football field. So, I'd say the first couple of days, it's been fun. It's been smooth. I think he's got a great potential. He reminds me a lot of his brother, although his brother's a little bit bigger than him. But he's very smart, very sharp. And you can see his range and his ball skills as well. So, it's good to have a guy like that. Well, he got real speed, that's for sure. So I think it's key, though, especially having a guy like Will, obviously a guy with great top-end speed, and then having a guy like D-Hop, and then some other guys that can move around as well. So I think we got a wide variety of guys that can really help us all get better.
I saw you talking about J-Joe, Jonathan Joseph. Communication's key back there.
Yeah, I think it's important, especially for me to mesh well with the veterans, not only the vets, but with the young guys as well. So I'm always trying to pick J-Joe brain. Obviously a guy, has been in the league for over a decade, obviously he knows a lot. So, I'm constantly trying to get better and pick his brain.
Karen, this is going back a little bit, but when you first met with the Texans with Romeo Crennel, what did you guys talk about in that first meeting?
It was really less about football. Just more about how I was doing, how the transition was for me, leaving Arizona. And then he told me his plans for me. So, like I said, he's been real well with me. He's a great teacher as well. So, I'm looking forward to continuing to really learn from him.
What did he tell you that made you confident and comfortable coming to Houston?
Well, he has a great track record. I think most of the defenses he's coached on were pretty good defenses. I think he understands how to put guys in certain positions to make plays. And, I think ultimately that's what I was looking for.
And what have you seen from him so far, just being out there and now being actually able to be on the field with him?
Well, like I said, he's a teacher first. He's a player's coach for sure. But, he does a lot of his talking in the classroom. And then once we get on the football field, he kind of let us, handle our business. But, I think learning from a guy like that, like I said, I think it's going to help me out a lot. I would say he's more, quiet. He's more compassionate. In the NFL, that could, it's rough business.
What has your transition been like coming from Arizona to Texas?
Yeah, like I said, it's been smooth. I'm grateful and I'm blessed. I haven't really put too much thought into it. I'm just trying to, handle my business. I wake up every day just trying to go to work and do what I need to get done. I've been around some great guys, some good dudes in the locker room, even the coaches and the upper management that I've had to deal with. They've all been pleasant people. So I would say my transition has been rather smooth.
Same detail, right?
For the most part, yeah. Well, I think a lot of things, they run together. Obviously, I playing in Arizona, having a bunch of plays. So some stuff overlaps, but I think it's still some teaching that has to get done. I haven't really played the safety position. I played it in the past, but I haven't really practiced it. So, that's been an adjustment for me. But I think overall, the first 2 days for me, I think it's been going well.
Have you liked that? Focus just on safety?
Yeah. It definitely helps me slow things down. And just focusing on one position, trying to be the best at that, rather than just being good at everything. So I think it's important for me to just, embrace it like I have been, and just trying to continue to grow as a safety.
How much pride do you take in how physical your game is?
Well, I take great pride in, really every aspect of my game. And then the physicality, obviously. I have this like little man syndrome. So, being physical is like part of my nature. So, it's definitely a part of, how I play.
What do you think of Deshaun Bain back out here?
Well, I think it's important, to have your leader, present. He's been in the weight room every day with us, working out, doing everything with us. So I think it's good, just from an energy standpoint, us being able to see him and really feel off his vibe and his energy. He's been a great teammate for sure.
Thank you.